Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Ford moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ford moves to third. Carew moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. Carew moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gomez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cusick moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cusick moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Heil reaches second base with a double. Cusick scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bry reaches second base with a double. Heil scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bry scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Brett reaches second base with a double. Ford throws the ball into Cubbage, who tags Brett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Otis goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 4-1 Twins. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Carew reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Stinson and he is out, Brett applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 4-2, Twins. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford pinch runs for Al Cowens. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing right field. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bry hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball towards center. Otis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Otis. Terrell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Twins. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Frank White. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Steve Mingori now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Bry is chasing the ball. Brett rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson pinch runs for John Mayberry. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.